This is Hysterically Disturbing Bedtime Stories with Davida Kelly. And this episode, oh wow, flashback. But it's from when I was back in my, I guess, like 18, 19 year olds. That was stupid. Anyways, I was partying with my stepsister along with a bunch of famous celebrities while I was an exotic dancer at the, it was the Peter strip club that was famous back in the day. Stringfellows, duh. And I was meeting a bunch of celebrities that always came in every night to be entertained, especially like a bunch of the princes from like Saudi Arabia, Oman, Dubai. They would always come in and they were so gorgeous and so nice too. And so I always got to party with them afterwards, and this is so disturbing because oh my god, partying with them afterwards ended up being kind of dangerous funny because in the meantime, for instance, like Christian Slater would be on the table next to the other party, and then there was like Mr. Miyake from Kung Fu that was like back in the day, like everybody went there to get entertained. And so you would always run into celebrities like Christian Slater showed up, Vin Diesel, Mickey Rourke. And in the meantime, I always enjoyed the partying with the princes because they were so cute. And anyways, I would always go party at their mansions along with my stripper girlfriends. But it was so funny because half the time it was like really dangerous. Like if their fiance showed up, we would have to like hide in the closets. And also it was a really amazing party time. I remember when one of the Sri Lankan princes from Sri Lanka took us all out to a mansion along with his bodyguards and his best, closest friends. And in this mansion, it was insane. It was haunted as well. And so we were seriously partying, and he invited some of his close friends, which were like, you know, nephews or nieces of the royals that lived in that exotic part in Wales. And so they were used to coming over. And so, oh my god, one night, so bad, he invited some of his British royal friends over, and it was bad. It lasted for a few days, and at some point he got really frustrated with them and left them in the middle of the forest. And then they got found by like MI6 a day later. But those were super fun times, and like, oh goodness, I was also like kind of dating, or like I was one of his dates as the royal prince of Thailand. And he was just too nice. He was not fun. He was too sweet, and I kind of was into like gangsta life. I was 19 again. Then the youngest crown prince of Saudi Arabia had me and all my girlfriends fly down to Malaga, Marbella, to party with him. And that was so ridiculously fun because we enjoyed that time. And then I was like, oh my god, wait a minute, guys. I want to invite my other friends. Is there any way that the magician, Chris Angel. Oh, my, I'm terrible. I'm so bad at this. What? He had a supermodel wife. Who was the first magician? David Copperfield was there at the Marbella Malaga Castle. And I don't think it was Heidi Klum. I feel terrible. But this was so awesome because the youngest crown prince of Saudi Arabia, like, invited Yeah, David Copperfield and who was his celebrity supermodel wife at the time? Oh my god, I feel terrible. But that was amazing. Anyways, haha, disturbingly hysterical bedtime stories with Davina Kelly. That was just one episode. You're welcome. I'll be back.